Hello, extra time.
Very important to the league not to get a hold because it damages your reputation. It makes people, when they read it, just laugh at you.
Single club, they're playing in the League One and they're playing in the Europa League and they're credit. The game in this country. Maybe we should let
Stephen Kenny down
to manage the Irish team.
Dan, an eventful end of the season for you.
Yeah, it was an amazing, end of the season for myself personally. Feels like I've done the treble, really. No, it's been great. Look, today I felt we deserved it. We were brilliant. Fair play to Cork, they had to get the credit, they pushed us all the way and we got there in the end.
A more open kind of final in the last few.
Yeah.
That was what it looked like from us. What about you guys?
Yeah, it's been great for a change. We scored early, Sean scored an absolute cracker of a goal and unfortunately then a minute later gave away a penalty. But look, that's the way finals are. They're hot in temper, but no, look, sure. We got Patrick Manley came up with a great header and Sean with a great cross at the end.
Were you nervous with the last few minutes there, the free going in?
I don't know, not really. I think when they go forward and direct, it kind of suits us. We have great headers of the ball, like Sean and Gareth, so they eat that up all day long. So it kind of suited us as well as them going along. Like.
Was it a more enjoyable game to play?
Yeah, much more. It's probably the most enjoyable final I've played in, you know. We got a lot of joy down the left for myself and Mickey.
Yeah.
So yeah, look, I really enjoyed that one. Yeah, special one.
That's four finals.
Two wins.
Four leagues.
Yeah.
And obviously Bab
Cups.
As well.
Yeah, Europa League. It's been an amazing it's been a whirlwind, to be honest with you. But it's been fantastic, like, to before I even signed here, like, to think that what could have happened, it's just amazing.
Could have been a futsal international again.
That's it, yeah, that's where I started. But no, look, it's fantastic. You've got to enjoy these days.
Absolutely. And come here, like, look, you've a nice wee off season, you're gonna enjoy it.
Yeah,
and
of course, yeah.
Put the head busy down for a while.
Log on to extratime.ie.
Brian, it's been a busy couple of weeks for you lifting trophies as captain.
Yeah, it's great. You'll never get sick or tired of that, so delighted with it.
Different kind of sin there today, and it's different kind of a final in the last few finals. More open from what we could see, but...
Yeah, it was quite open, and I suppose it was both teams had passages and phases of play. You need to sort of... It's always going to happen, especially at the big pitch here. Aviva's a monster of a pitch, and there's a bit more space to play, and if you commit people forward and then if you give the ball away, they're going to have space to break, sort of thing. But listen, we're happy.
Fair enough. Kind of, yeah, like you said, look, it was a game that kind of breaks. Once the two goals went in on either side, it kind of settled down and went to the near, I won't say they retreated, but they kind of sat back and tried to hit you on the break. You tried to have more patient build up.
Yeah, I think it took us a while to settle as well after we conceded. You know, we wouldn't be happy with that, but we just before half time we sort of turned the screw a bit and went a bit better, but half time came then, and second half, I suppose, again, this is the whole thing with the game settling and that again. Once it did, we, you know, it looked like us scoring or attacking as such, but they were always dangerous on the break, and it's the end of, you know, we know what came and we're happy.
I can really, like, a successful end of the season. I suppose, like, you look back at the start of the season, you had a kind of brutal enough start of the season yourself. To look back where you were in maybe, what, March, April, to where you are now, could you have seen it happening?
I suppose at the start, you know, had a great pre-season, and then, yeah, had a brutal couple of months, and the lads came in, they were doing phenomenal at the back, you know. So you sort of, but you have to just get yourself right, you have to believe in yourself, and it's always the aim, whether you see it happening or not, but you need to have it as the goal, and you need to have goals like that. So it's brilliant to once I came back in to have a good season and end up lifting a couple of trophies, two massive trophies. So, but football's funny like that, and everyone gets their ups and downs, and you need to just be mentally strong and roll with it. And, you know, I thought Dan Cleary was awfully hard to be hard on, you know, leaving out today, but one of us is going to be, and.
Yeah.
His attitude is phenomenal, because when he came on, he won a couple of massive headers. He only was on for a few minutes and he won some massive headers. He's so young, you know, and Sean Hord, obviously brilliant as well. You know, you need that in your squad. You need that professionalism and you need that appreciation that when you are left out, you know, you're going to be disappointed, but you've got to be ready to do your job. And I thought Dan was brilliant in that regard.
Is it a great season, like, for a man who's just dropped in at the deep end, like you
said? Listen, there was, like he said, doubt me now, there was a few people doubting him elsewhere, but once he came in here, we knew we had a player, and it's brilliant he's signed on for another 3 years, because, you know, that's the future.